countering Electoral College claims by the former president. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Today's testimony in the hearing of the January 6th violence at the Capitol focused on former President Trump's efforts to pressure former Vice President Mike Pence to block or overturn the Electoral College count.
Retired federal judge Michael Luttig says it would have plunged the country into a constitutional crisis.
I believe would have been tantamount to a revolution.
Luttig was an advisor for Pence and testified for the House Select Committee. There is no precedent for a legal theory put out by conservative attorney John Eastman. Pence's former counsel, Greg Jacob, also testified that two agreed early on the framers never intended to put one person in a decisive role over the election.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department reporting applications for jobless aid fell by 3,000 to 220. President Biden wrote a letter to oil companies asking them to increase production instead of just seeking profits. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's letter is not just about the amount of oil drilled, it's about the amount refined.
With the oil that's out there, we need them to refine that oil so that the capacity could go up and then prices would go down.
The American Petroleum Institute says oil companies have lower production capacity because the Biden administration was pushing climate change over fossil fuel policies. The white man accused of shooting deaths of 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket made his first appearance in federal court on hate crimes charges. The judge today urging prosecutors to quickly decide whether to pursue the death penalty given the substantial cost of those cases. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Wall Street sees another sell-off today with the Dow down 741 points, the S&P falling 123, and the NASDAQ down 453. Disney says it's delaying a planned move of thousands of jobs from California to Florida.
The Walt Disney Company has a plan to relocate 2,000 highly paid positions from their current headquarters in the Los Angeles area to Orlando. But the company now says they'll postpone their move until 2026. Disney says some of those employees have already moved to Florida and are now working from a new campus being built in Orlando's Lake Nona community, but they want to allow more time for relocating that many people. The announcement comes following Disney losing its special self-governance zone as a result of criticizing Florida's parental rights law, but the company won't say that's a reason for the delay. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Amazon has unveiled some of the deals it will offer for this year's Prime Day.
Mark your calendar. Amazon's highly anticipated two-day shopping extravaganza for Prime members will kick off on July the 12th. The event is the e-commerce giant's key driver of sales for the company. This year, Amazon is highlighting that there will be more sellers and some of its lowest prices for certain products as an incentive for consumers to sign up. Even though Prime Day kicks off in July, the company announced some early deals will start as soon as June the 21st. Those who are not members can sign up ahead of the event. However, memberships will cost more this year. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
An official with Pakistan's newly elected government is now facing calls to resign after asking citizens to drink less tea. That proposal was designed to save on imports amid an economic crisis. Pakistanis rich and poor drink the beverage often, and the government pays $600 million a year to import tea. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.